Hi guys, it's Dr. Sadaf, and I would love for you to like and share this podcast and make sure you leave me a review. I'd love those 5 stars. So please, when you send me a review, please make sure to put the 5 stars in and to share the episode with somebody that you know that could really use it. And I would absolutely appreciate it. Also, if you're looking to schedule an appointment with me, make sure you go to my email and put your name on the email list. You will be the first to know when I open up my office in spring of 2024. It's drsadaf.com. And last but definitely not the least, September 16th to the 23rd, 2024, I will be hosting a retreat with Dr. Basma Ferris in Morocco. You will be getting yoga and coaching, and we'll be doing excursions and cooking and spa and hammam and all of that great stuff along with meditation. So make sure you don't miss out. Spots are limited. So go to the link in my bio in both Instagram and TikTok to make sure you register. Enjoy the show. I am an American board certified OBGYN, a mom, a Muslim, and I'm talking about sex. This is the Muslim Sex Podcast. Welcome to the Muslim Sex Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Sadaf Lodi, and this episode is everything you need to know about sensate focus. But before I get into it, one thing I want to make very clear is I am not giving any type of medical advice. So if you have any questions about your health, please feel free to ask your healthcare provider. And of course, if you have any questions about your religion, feel free to ask your friendly neighborhood religious leader. This is the Muslim Sex Podcast because I just happen to be a Muslim woman that talks about sex. So everyone is in for a treat today because I have on with me the one and only Miss Linda Wiener. And Linda, actually, and I will have Linda introduce herself, but and you'll see why I'm super excited to have her on, because I always talk about sensei focus in my podcast, and I reference it a lot. And I have with me the woman that wrote the manual on sensei focus. So I am just so excited to have you on with me, Linda. And so for people that don't know, I just happen to have the book right here with me and Sensate Focus. So please, Linda, introduce yourself to everyone that is listening that may not know who you are.
Thank you, Sadaf. It was wonderful to meet you, and I'm delighted to be here. I was trained as a licensed clinical social worker. And I got interested in human sexuality early because of my last name being pronounced Wiener when I was growing up. It's now Weiner. Once I went off to school, I was like, okay, let me change that. But I think it did in part lead to my choice of a profession, because I was very early teased about sexual body parts. And I had to, you know, over time, I learned to deal with it without embarrassment, you know, something that I think is really important. So I went from college and working in child welfare, and then I went to Masters and Johnson Institute for training, and I became head of their child sexual abuse treatment program and later director of their program there, as well as a trainer. It was great. 5 years, went into private practice, and human sexuality is my specialty. I've been in private practice as a sex therapist since 1988, and love what I do.
Yeah. Well, I am so excited to have you on. So I would love to start by perhaps asking you to explain to those folks again that may not know or maybe never listened to any of my other podcasts, but were excited to see you on the podcast. And so if you could just explain to our viewers and our listeners, what exactly is sensate focus?
So sensate focus is a series of touching opportunities that form a hierarchy, everything from starting out with non-demand, non-pressure, touching for yourself, focusing on your own sensations and not worrying about your partner. It takes a whole different perspective. So it is a way of helping people relax while touching, moving from non-breast and genitals to other kinds of touching while relaxed and without any pressure to do anything. about it. How it was developed is a really interesting story. So when Masters and Johnson did their research on human sexuality, they first studied the body in the lab. You know, they studied what was going on in the body and what the blood pressure was doing as people were stimulating themselves or making love with a partner. And then they interviewed them about what they were thinking about. And out of that, with sexually functional people, they developed modern sex therapy. The cornerstone of modern sex therapy is this thing called sensate focus. And it was invented by Virginia Johnson, I believe. They had theorized that a big cause of sexual dysfunction was anxiety. And, so Virginia remembers as a little girl, when she was stirred up and her nerves were at odds, her mother would trace her face very lightly and very slowly. And she remembers how much that touch calmed her down. So her theory was, if we utilize touch without any pressure, it helps the nervous system regulate itself. It helps people calm down, feel connected to their own body, and feel connected quite often to their partner in a relaxed state, which is the state of being where sexual function can happen. You can't get turned on when you're feeling very anxious, just like you can't go to sleep if you're feeling very anxious. Both of those are natural functions, and every natural function gets interfered with by anxiety and distraction watching.
Right, right. That's amazing. I had no idea. I didn't know the backstory, and that is fantastic. You're absolutely right. And I know that, you know, I was lucky enough to be in your webinar that you recently had, and you made mention of, you know, kind of honing in into your primal mind, right? And kind of going there where we're always used to using like our more sophisticated part of our brain to do the complex functions that we always do. And you made mention of kind of going back to just the primal part of your brain to access sexual function. Perhaps you could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, great. So, you know, almost everything we do with our thinking brain, this part of the brain. But in order for sexual arousal, interest, and response to happen, you can't be in the thinking part of the brain. You have to be in the primal brain where all of that is controlled. That's where sleeping, that is where our natural functions that take over, you know, when we're sleeping, our blood pressure is moderated and so on. So that is the part of the brain where sexual function happens. But since we're always used to being in this part, and when we're nervous because we've had a sexual difficulty, we're talking to ourselves, that's this part. We're watching ourselves, how am I doing? Is it going to work this time? Is my partner disturbed with me? You have to turn off the thinking mind and move back into the primal brain. And the example I think that a lot of people can relate to about the kind of state we want to get to with this sensate focused touching is back to that primal brain. And if you take a shower and you get the temperature of the shower just right and you put your head back and you are totally into sensation, this part of your brain is turned off and you're purely in your body experiencing the sensation. And that is where we're trying to get with touch, getting to that place where we're in the zone, as they say.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, I know that you had also talked about with sensate focus, you know, really just tuning into your senses, tuning into the pressure, the touch, the texture of another person or even yourself. And actually one concept of which I guess it just didn't really even occur to me, which absolutely makes sense, is the solo sensate focus, you know, and you had mentioned that. And I think that that is something that's probably really important for patients that are people that have experienced trauma.
Yes. So for a lot of the people who I see, at least a good portion of them have had some sort of unwelcome sexual advances or trauma, whether it be on a date or as a child. So, you know, we can have these reactions to them that are simply programmed in. So allowing oneself to touch for yourself for the first time, not to please someone else or have it taken from you, but to sort of reclaim awareness, appreciation, and the pleasure that's held in your body. Self-sensei focus, where you touch yourself, focusing on your sensations. And when your mind goes off to a thought, you bring it back to sensations. First, just all over the body without including the breasts and genitals, then trying to include that part of the body, welcoming and feeling totally in control of your feelings, which may not be sexual initially, may just be the development of comfort, neutral. That would be good for some people. Yeah.
Right. And I think that, you know, I mean, there's so many things that I just love about sensei focus. And I think that one of the things that I see that it could really apply in it are for those people, individuals that not only have experienced sexual trauma or abuse, but also those that grew up very sex negative, right? Mm-hmm. And then slowly, if not, you know, helping them to become sex positive, at least becoming sex neutral, I think. And then eventually working towards sex positivity.
Exactly. And one of the ways that this works is we have to turn off the thinking brain, but we can't just turn off the thinking brain. If you've got a busy mind, you can't turn it off, but you can turn it to something neutral. Yeah. It doesn't raise cortisol and anxiety in you. And so your mind is busy and you're thinking too much, you're anxious. If you start thinking about, okay, what's the temperature of my hand touching my body? Does it feel cool or warm? Does it, when I touch my various kinds of musculature, does it feel different when I touch where the skin is thin or where I'm well muscled? So it's just tuning into the body. It's an alternative focus. You can't turn off your mind, but you can turn it to something neutral. And turning it to neutral helps you relax, and then it opens the doorway to that state that we're trying to reach of relaxation and mindfulness and being in our somatic bodies, which is where sex happens.
Right. And, you know, I'm curious, and I know you, again, in the webinar, you mentioned Lori Brado's work. And I'm wondering, you know, I tend to associate sensate focus with mindfulness. Would you say that they're a lot similar, or would you say that they're different?
Yes. Actually, Laura Brada, who I respect and admire tremendously, said sensate focus was the first mindful exercise. Once Constance Avery Clark and I were publishing on sensate focus, the updated version of it, it was clear that sensate focus is a form of mindfulness practice. Wow. Where you're bringing your attention back to sensations. And that allows you to be in the here and now moment, sensing those sensations. So some people use exercises in mindfulness as an adjunct, but I say sensei focus is in and of itself a mindfulness practice.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so I know that, and I think we had spoken a little bit about this during your webinar, but that she had done research in British Columbia about for patients that had come in for decreased libido, and they had done group therapy. And then after 6 months, they brought these patients back, and they were mostly women. And they noticed that they had increased lubrication, desire, and arousal after they had practiced mindfulness. And it was group mindfulness, but mindfulness in their personal lives as well as during that group therapy. Yeah. And that helped them with their libido.
Yes, because when you are lowering your levels of anxiety and stress and being more in the moment, you're cortisol, you're much is lessened, you're much more relaxed, you are in that place that all of us strive to be, which is in the present moment, in the experience, not worried about things, not stressed out. So practicing mindfulness throughout the day is a way to help you maintain, sort of like breathing exercises, a state of neurological relaxation.
Mm-hmm. Right. I just think that, you know, there's so many applications to this. And we had talked about this a little bit as well, but we talked about vaginismus and how this could help somebody that experiences vaginismus. And you had also mentioned that in your webinar. Mm-hmm. And how would you help individuals that may have vaginismus using sensate focus?
Yes. So I've worked with vaginismus clients for many years. And indeed, if you recognize the terrible fear that they are in, anticipating the possibility of pain, remembering the pain that they had experienced, being terrified, fight, flight, or freeze kind of trauma response sometimes. It's been painful experience for a lot of people. So using Sensate Focus, it teaches you to shut off the mind. You stop thinking about, oh my gosh, what if it hurts? Okay. And the moment you think about that, you think, oh, that's warmer than it was a moment ago when I'm touching that spot. And then your mind goes back to a worry, and then you recognize another aspect. So it brings you out of the past and from projecting into the future until the now, which aids in relaxation. And so it's dealing with the fear and as well as other aspects like being at total control of your body, doing self-sensate focus first, and with a trusted partner along when you're ready.
Yeah, I think that that's fantastic. You know, I was also wondering, and you had made mention in your webinar about lots of different medical conditions that Sensate Focus helps with. And you had, even though this is a Muslim sex podcast and I focus mostly on women's issues, I'd like to actually talk a little bit about erectile dysfunction and how Sensate Focus can help with that.
Okay, yes. So actually, that was the original use of Sensate Focus, is with men who were having problems getting or maintaining engorgement. So how it helps is almost most psychologically oriented. Now, there are some medical problems sexually that need to be checked out ahead of time. But a man who has difficulty one time with erections generally develops these watching anxiety, and then also watching how am I getting any response? Is this going to work? So he's watching, and he's also anxious. And so, when have you ever had a good time at a party when you were saying, when watching yourself, am I having a good time at this party? Never. You have to be in the experience, right? Mm-hmm. So Sensate Focus teaches them to focus their attention on sensation and reduce anxiety, and includes eventually touching of the genitals, and with the message that we don't care if they respond or not. We know that when you learn this technique of touching for yourself, focusing on sensations, and bringing yourself back from distractions, your body will work. It's about taking your mind, getting it out of your way. So Sensate Focus helps with the anxiety and the watching.
You know, you just mentioned something, and that made me think of coaching. You know, in coaching, we talk a lot about how oftentimes we are in our own way of, you know, moving forward in life. So for coaching, it's mostly about, you know, therapy is about, a lot of times, is dealing with the past and then, you know, helping unravel what's happened in the past. But coaching touches a little bit on the past, but it's all about like moving forward and how can we move forward. And oftentimes it's what's preventing us from moving forward in our lives, whether it's, you know, just our lives, our careers, or in intimacy, is that we stand in our own way. And so when you just said that, is that oftentimes it's about getting out of your own way. I, you know, now I'm thinking, and I always thought about Sensate Focus, but now I see even more how Sensate Focus really causes an individual to just focus on what they're doing and the sensations. And I love how you say that it's, you know, definitely there are medical conditions, of course, and that always has to be addressed first, but that so much of sexual health is about the brain. And we know that the brain is the biggest sexual organ. And so as long as there are no medical conditions, you know, that are impacting a person's sexual health, what really needs to be addressed is the brain and your thoughts and your feelings and your actions, because we know that our thoughts impact how we feel. And then if we can change how we feel, then it'll also impact the actions, which I'm hearing is also what happens with Sensate Focus.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you can focus more just on what's happening in the present, then your body will respond as long as there's nothing medically going on with that. So I think that that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to mention that sometimes when the medical problem is cleared up, the person has developed the anxiety and the watching, and they still can benefit 100%. From mm-hmm. sensing focus, even when it starts out as a medical, or when they start out being able to use an aid for engorgement, and mm-hmm. then their anxiety overrides the medication, and they stop being able to have engorgement with the medication that used to work. So sensing focus can help with that too.
Yeah. And I thought a great story that you had told us during the webinar was the one about the individual that had erectile dysfunction and had had surgery and prostate cancer, and how it was really the spouse with so many being so demanding that ended up causing the person to have that erectile dysfunction. I'm wondering if you could just mention that a little bit and just talk about what happened with that case that you had helped with.
Yes. So, you know, as a sex therapist, we focus on not just how the problem might have developed, but also what's contributing to it and keeping it going, so to speak. So we do as much or as little as we need to identify what are the factors that need to get addressed. And quite often it is power struggle or relationship dynamics or partner pressure what I call service organization sex with the partner to the point where you can no longer tolerate it. So in this case, it was a gentleman who had had prostate cancer. He'd had some surgery. He utilized what the physician had recommended, the pump and the medications, and he was able to get erections again and rehabilitate the nerve endings. And he and his wife had a fabulous sexual relationship, and it returned. And then he got a recurrence of cancer, prostate cancer or something related to the pelvis. I don't remember exactly. But again, there was trauma to the pelvis area of the region, and he was not able to, using the same things he'd used before, he was not able to get erections back. So they came to see me. And even though he was a man in his early 60s, he was able to, with Sensate Focus, I said, I'm not sure if it's medical and it's ever going to come back, or with Sensate Focus, it can come back. And I say this to spinal cord injured patients sometimes and people with various illnesses. I said, well, we'll see. If you do Sensate Focus and it returns, then we know this is working. And in a few sessions, we'll know. So indeed, he got an erection. And the wife was very anxious to have intercourse. And so even though that's not part of my protocol, to keep it safe, it has to be no pressure. And they went ahead and had intercourse. And that was lovely because they, you know, were celebrating that it worked. But if it was going to work further, it has to be safe, which means no pressure, no expectations. But that pattern, unfortunately, repeated between the couple, where every time they did Sensate Focus, he got an erection. Every time he got an erection, she wanted to go ahead to have intercourse. And after a while, he stopped having erections. So we knew it wasn't a medical problem. It was a relationship problem. We were able to remediate that in a kind of a funny way. She was very, very... how should we say, a person who demanded to be in charge. And so I really wasn't able to work effectively with her. So I worked with him and he worked with her. And when she was able to have orgasms by other means besides intercourse, which she had said, you know, we have to have intercourse because that's the only way that I can get released. She acceded to try other means, was orgasmic that way. It broke the power struggle and whoop, he started getting erections and they started being able to have intercourse, not on demand, but as a part of the variation in their sexual expression.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's so important. What you make mention is that when there is pressure there, when there is a performance anxiety that really prevents, for men specifically, really prevents, say, an erection from happening because of so much of the performance anxiety and when people are so much in their head, like you said, their thinking brain, then, you know, things don't, may not always work because we're putting so much pressure on ourselves. And that's why it's so important. And that's why I love Sensei Focus, is because it makes you go back to your primal brain and no pressure. And that's when we see that things start to work. And also, you know, I was, I took the course through the University of Michigan, and that's where I first heard of Sensei Focus. And there was also research that was done that when women have so many things on their plate, right, that then sex just becomes another thing, another list, another number on their list of things to do. And when it becomes a chore, it's no longer pleasurable. And most people don't really, are not really excited about doing chores. And so, again, I think that's where Sensei Focus comes in. I mean, there's so many ways that you can use Sensei Focus, I feel, in everyday life. And just by bringing your attention to your senses, that automatically helps to really increase the desire, increase the arousal, and really help with sexual function.
I'd like to mention something, if I might.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Not only does it aid in sexual function, what it also does is help you feel emotionally connected if you're doing it with a partner. So it's a nurturing kind of thing, and it's highly positive, so that little irritations, you know, if you're being massaged in one situation, Sensei Focus is different because it's touching for your interest rather than to do something to or for someone. But being touched in general produces feelings of connection that may aid you in being less irritated if your partner squeezes toothpaste from the middle. You know, the small things kind of fall away.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Absolutely. I think also, I mean, it just helps in so many different ways. It really helps connect individuals together. What you mentioned about the emotional intimacy, I think that also, and you and I had talked a little bit about that when it comes to responsive desire and spontaneous desire, and Rosemary Basson's female circular response, female sexual response, the circular model, and how she makes mention of, you know, feeling emotionally safe with somebody. And then, you know, the person then seeks out sexual stimuli. And then it doesn't matter if the desire came first or the arousal. Typically, arousal will come first and then the desire. And so I think that that really also can be seen with perhaps Sensei Focus, where the arousal may come before the desire. And you said, you know, that it's no pressure to begin with. And that's really not the end goal of Sensei Focus. But I can see how that would help.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, in my experience, most of the women that I see have difficulty turning off their brain and feeling any sort of desire. They're not taking the time they need for themselves to relax and go to the yoga class and have a bit of a life. You know, they may be the sandwich generation between their parents and their spouse's elder parents and their children, and there's just really no time for the self. So that is, you know, an important aspect I want to add to that. But when doing Sensei Focus without any pressure, not feeling any desire or interest, suddenly desire can happen. And it's not necessarily in response to the partner's desire, but it's coming from within the self. Mm. Are trained, how should we say, to a lot of women ask me, you know, I can have an orgasm on my own, but when I'm with my partner, I can't have an orgasm. I said, when you're with your partner, are you thinking about you and your somatic experience, or are you thinking, oh, is he having an okay time? And the answer is, oh, I'm thinking, you know, is he having an okay time? Or, you know, instead of being focused on my own experience, which sounds selfish, but sex is self-centered, centered within the self, which we've confounded with selfish. So arousal can come within the individual, or in doing the touching, the partner becomes aroused, and that there's a feedback loop to the other person. So either and both, depending upon the person and the situation.
Yeah, I like that. I like how you said that, you know, sex is a self-centered experience, and not that in a bad way, but in a way that, you know, I think that typically most people, they go, you know, when they are physically intimate with each other, they're looking to connect with each other, they're being more vulnerable with each other, but that, you know, most individuals are doing it because they enjoy it, right? Mm-hmm. And it's, and I think to really enjoy it, you do have to be focused on what you're feeling, what's happening to you. Mm-hmm. And I think that automatically increases your arousal and your desire. And even I think in Lori Brado's paper, it was increase in lubrication.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Focused. Yeah. Yeah. So this is fantastic. And I feel like I could talk forever with you. I know for those individuals that may be watching and listening, you know, I'd love to leave them with a few pearls. So are there a few things that you think people should absolutely know about Sensate Focus? And, you know, if they're interested in learning and reading more about it, how can they learn and read more about it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Thank you. So the things I hope you'll take away from this is the importance of intermittently, like if you lose your desire or you're stressed out and you just schedule Sensate Focus, that's with your partner or yourself, that just helps relax and bond the two of you. And the idea is putting money in the bank. The idea is I'll touch without having to have any expectations. And I know that I'm building sexual tension, I'm building relaxation, and I'm building connection to myself and giving myself, our God-given right to sensual enjoyment. You know, we wouldn't have taste and other of our hearing and so on, and other of our senses, that the sense of touch is one in which we've well neglected in a lot of our cultures. And my hope is that you use this to reconnect yourself to your partner, and that you can build sexual interest and tension rather than expect it to be there.
Yeah. You know, I know that you had made mention about the sessions, and just really quickly, I'd love to just talk about, I know you say that it's 48 between sessions. So how long is a session? And you said typically 48 to 72 hours between sessions to build up the sexual tension, the simmering that you called it.
Yes. I recommend that couples do this 2 to 3 times a week. And basically, it's 15 minutes maximum each person. So it could be 5 minutes to 15 minutes each. And it's not a contest. You don't set an alarm and a clock. Basically, what you try to do is touch long enough to get over this initial discomfort you might feel, like, this is weird. Am I doing it right? And not so long as you're tired or worn out. So mm-hmm. long enough to get over any initial distractions. And, oh, okay, I sort of momentarily I got a sense of what I'm supposed to be doing. And momentarily I lost consciousness of watching or anxiety. And then I'm back to having to refocus. So about 5 to 15 minutes. And if you do it every 48 to 72 hours, that's the maximum of creating some sexual tension that keeps us bubbling, so that it's much easier to get sexual interest going when you have a little bit of steam, if you would. So that couples who do Sensate Focus a couple of times a week might be interested in sex once a week. That's sort of the ideal. Any less than once a week, studies have indicated that it starts to feel a little weird or uncomfortable or be more of a big deal and thus create anxiety. So the idea, or my recommendation, is twice a week Sensate Focus, and without the expectation that it will absolutely happen. It depends on how much stress and how much, so that's where communication and kindness to yourself comes in, and communication with your partner. Got a lot of stress at work, let's do the Sensate Focus. Not really feeling like that's getting me where I want to go, but it feels good to be close to you. It feels good to have touch. I feel more relaxed and connected. And, you know, the next step or the next day or the next week, when this external pressure is relieved, we've got money in the bank. We can take a withdrawal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. I'd love to even say that, like, I almost feel like sensei focus is the answer to those individuals that may feel like they're broken, right? That there's something wrong with them, that they just are not able to find any interest in the other person. And, you know, of course, there are people that are asexual and demisexual and things like that. But I think that, and especially barring any type of medical ailments, I think that it's a solution for those individuals that are really struggling with perhaps libido or mismatched libido and or, like you mentioned, you know, erectile dysfunction. And you also made mention in the webinar about delayed ejaculation and things like that. So I think it's such an important modality for practitioners that understand it and know that they can use it in so many different ways.
I want to add that I noticed that one of the things you do is work with postpartum parents.
Yes.
And Sensate Focus is such a big help there in the postpartum period because, you know, the couple may not have had much sexual intimacy, the childbirth, the hormone fluctuations, the lack of sexual interest on the female partner, the frustration of the other partner, like counting down the days, it's 6 weeks or what, you know, whatever. How come you're not, you know, 90 and, you know, let's, you know, go at it. So I find that Sensate Focus with these couples and with individuals who have gone through this is a way to help them rediscover their sexual feelings and give time to themselves. And it's a self-nurturing kind of thing as well. So I highly recommend this to individuals and couples postpartum.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for mentioning that. I really appreciate it because you're absolutely right. You know, especially patients that and people that have been on a long hiatus from each other and helping them to reconnect and rediscover each other. And especially, you know, I even think for patients or for clients that may never have had a sexual encounter before, right? It's good for those individuals to help discover another person's body because maybe they were never in a relationship prior to. And so now they're in this situation and, you know, society tells them that they should just have sex right away and this and that. And this actually, I feel like is a great way to just kind of, you know, put your toes in the water and just see how it feels.
Absolutely.
And slowly work your way up to where you feel comfortable.
Exactly.
And actually, I actually, so a client of mine or, you know, when I was sex coaching, she had asked me because she had never been sexual with anyone prior to her marriage. And she had asked me and she just didn't understand, you know, and she was feeling really anxious about having sexual intercourse. And I used Sensate Focus. I told her to, okay, you know, don't think so much, just focus on your sensations, focus on what's going on and just focus on that. Don't focus on anything else. And she told me that had really helped her. So, you know, I think there's so many uses to it. I just think I really appreciate you and all the work that you've done and the courses that you've hosted and the webinars that you put together because it helps so many individuals really reconnect with themselves and with their own bodies. So thank you for all that you've done. I really appreciate it. And for all those individuals that would, after hearing you, would love to get in contact with you and, you know, become a client of yours. How can they reach out to you? How can they get help? And
so a couple of things. One is there is a book that we've published, Sensate Focus in Sex Therapy by Weiner and Avery Clark. It is a manual that also has pictures of what various kinds of positions are. Though it was written for professionals, some clients of mine have found it really helpful. But information about me and my services are at www.sextherapiststlouis, STLOUIS.com. So I hope you'll check me out and some educational information on the website as well.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for all of your knowledge and for your time and everything. I really appreciate you and your work. And I reference it all the time. And I'm so honored that you agreed to come on, because it really has been such a pleasure. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And well, I am done, and it's been real and really intimate. And remember, this is not meant to be any type of medical advice. So if you're having any issues with any of the medical problems that we made mention of, please speak with your healthcare provider. And until next time, this is the Muslim Sex Podcast. So thank you for listening to the podcast, and make sure you leave us a review, share and like the podcast. And if you leave me a review, I'd love to shout you out on social media. So be sure that you share it with all your friends. And thanks for listening.